Cricket, a sport in verse. As the sun lengthens its days to summer, so a sport begins to dominate the thoughts and actions of many people. This game, so encapsulated of village greens, of evening song, of Middle England, is now spread far across the world. From the marathon of a five-day test to the razzle-dazzle excitement of 2020, it captures many things. The comforting sound of willow on leather, the slow-raised hand of an umpire, the arcane rules and frequent breaks for tea and other necessities still conjure up the image of a bygone world, even though its own is now global TV, night matches, and Hawkeye cameras. In this volume, poets throughout the ages share the agony, the ecstasy, and the pleasure of being part of something very different, very special. These poems are read for you by Tim Graham and Richard Midgley.
Cricket at Harrow, from Childish Recollections by Lord Byron. High through those elms with hoary branches crowned, fair Ida's bower adorns the landscape round. There science from her favoured seat surveys the vale where rural nature claims her praise. To her awhile resigns her youthful train, who move in joy and dance along the plain. In scattered groups each favoured haunt pursue, repeat old pastimes and discover new. Flushed with his rays beneath the noontide sun, in rival bands between the wickets run, drive over the sward the ball with active force, or chase with nimble feet its rapid course. Alonso, best and dearest of my friends, when confinement's lingering hour was done, our sport, our studies, and our souls were one. Together we impelled the flying ball, together waited in our tutor's hall, together...